I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 27th. Well, finances are on the agenda for the Quincy City Council tonight. Councilors will continue discussing a proposed ordinance from Council President Ann Mahoney that would establish fiscal safeguards, reserve protections, and financial transparency. Mahoney says the measure is designed to provide councilors with more information about the city's free cash, establish minimum reserves, limit the use of one-time funds, and provide quarterly financial statements. The council's also requesting a comprehensive financial and debt review from the administration before deliberations begin on next year's budget. Also tonight, the council will receive a presentation about the Community Preservation Fund, consider resolutions that would provide a report on federal awards, and support an act establishing a climate change superfund. The meeting begins at 6:35 at City Hall. It will be live on QATV channels 9 and 1072 and on QATV.org. Demolition of the old Quincy Police Station may begin this week. Chief Mark Kennedy says the inside abatement of hazardous materials is completed, and the radio tower will be coming down soon. Kennedy says National Grid has disconnected the power and gas service to the building, and demolition of the over 100-year-old building will likely begin this week. The new public safety complex behind the old station opened in late March. It is now home to the Police Department, Fire Department Administration, and Emergency Management Department. A formal dedication ceremony for the new building will likely take place sometime in June. City of Quincy will be working with neighboring communities in an effort to make the coastline more resilient to climate change. During a recent workshop to celebrate Earth Day and highlight Quincy's efforts to improve the environment, Margaret LaForest, the city's Director of Coastal Resiliency and Sustainability, said the state is supporting the partnership in an effort to prevent coastal flooding. LaForest said Quincy is fifth in the state in repeated coastal flooding events. This year, the city will continue with a seawall improvement project along Manet Avenue on Howes Neck. Weekday service on the MBTA Quincy Ferry out of Squantum Point Park at Marina Bay begins today. Service to the Seaport, the Aquarium, and Logan Airport begins at 6:15 this morning with 10 trips daily through 7:40 p.m. A one-way trip is $6.50 or $3.25 for those eligible for reduced fares. Children under 11 ride for free. Weekend service will begin on Saturday, May 23rd. The current schedule will end on August 22nd, when a yet-to-be-determined fall schedule will begin. Funeral arrangements have been announced for 102-year-old Millie Cox of Quincy. One of the first women to join the U.S. Marine Corps died last Wednesday at age 102. Memorial visiting hours will be this Thursday from 4 to 7 at Sweeney Brothers Home for Funerals on Independence Avenue. A funeral mass will be set on Friday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Church in Quincy Center, and burial with military honors will follow at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers may be made to Quincy Veterans Services, where Cox worked as the first female clerk after being discharged from the military. National Grid crews in Quincy worked to relocate an osprey nest to protect a substation. Crews moved the nest 300 feet from its original location on Field Street behind the new police station. Erin Cahill, the lead environmental scientist at National Grid, said they were hopeful that it's successful. The birds had spent about 2 weeks building their nest on a utility pole, which was made of twigs and sticks and loose debris. National Grid crews carefully moved the nest across the marsh to a new location atop a 45-foot utility pole near the salt shed at the DPW on C Street. Crews used the same materials from the old nest. The move was necessary because a seawall will soon be installed around the substation to prevent flooding. Cahill said the relocation was necessary even without the construction project to protect the substation from any damage which could cause power outages and to protect the birds from electrocution. Quincy Commissioner of Natural Resources Dave Murphy said they were pleased with the National Grid response. The new location is close to hunting and fishing grounds, which is ideal for ospreys. National Grid encourages residents to report any nests they see on utility poles in their areas. Rescue crews have suspended the search for a crew member after they fell off a cruise ship off the coast of Wellfleet late Saturday night. Coast Guard's southeastern New England sector received a report from the Norwegian Breakaway that the crew member was seen falling from the ship on a security camera. Cameras on the ship spotted the man fall from an upper deck. The ship then turned around. A ship tracker showed the cruise liner just off Wellfleet right before it made a U-turn and headed back to the point where the crew member went overboard. A rescue boat and life rings were deployed at the last known position of that crew member. Coast Guard helicopter arrived at the scene just after 1 a.m. Sunday morning. Crews from the Coast Guard's Provincetown Station also arrived to assist in the search. Officials said the search was suspended at 12:25 yesterday afternoon. Pending any new information, the Breakaway made its return to Boston, docking at the Black Falcon Terminal just before noon yesterday. The ship had spent the past week in Bermuda. At its convention on Saturday, the Massachusetts Republican Party overwhelmingly endorsed Mike Minogue as its candidate for governor, with 70% of delegates voting for the former biotech executive. Minogue, a political newcomer, is a prominent GOP and Trump donor who hosted Vice President J.D. Vance at a fundraiser last year. Minogue lives in Gloucester with his wife and five children and is the former CEO of medical device company Abiomed in Danvers. With just more than 15% of the vote, former MBTA head Brian Shortsleeve, another candidate, narrowly garnered enough support to make it on the primary ballot. Mike Keneally, a former Baker administration official, fell short on Saturday, and he officially suspended his campaign after not reaching the 15% threshold to appear on the primary ballot. Senate candidate John Deaton, who previously ran against Senator Elizabeth Warren, also clinched the official GOP endorsement. Ann Brensley won the endorsement for lieutenants with more than 56% of the vote, more than double the next closest candidate. Well, the building that is home to McKay's Breakfast and Lunch in Quincy is for sale. 144 to 152 Franklin Street is listed for $1.8 million, not including the business. The real estate listing from Tullish & Clancy in Weymouth says the existing tenant would like to stay, but all terms are negotiable with the new owner. The one-story brick building is owned by KLA Properties, LLC, which bought it in 2020 for $879,000. It's assessed by the city at $967,000. It was built in 1940. The property was listed for sale last Wednesday. It's located across the street from the historic Adams Birthplaces. Well, a lucky lottery player has won a multi-million dollar jackpot. A Quincy-based trust has claimed a $10 million grand prize in the Massachusetts State Lottery's $10 million Premier Cash Instant Ticket Game. Welcome Spring Trust, represented by trustee David Spillane, opted to receive its prize as a one-time payment of $6.5 million before taxes. Spillane's face is often seen in photos released by lottery officials when prizes are claimed. He's represented several lucky winners. The winning ticket was purchased at A1 Market on East Main Street in Avon. The store gets a $50,000 bonus for the sale of the ticket. For any lottery player out there who dreams of winning big, there is still hope. The $10 million Premier Cash Instant Ticket includes one more grand prize of $10 million. The American Red Cross will hold a blood drive today from 1 to 6:30 at the Quincy Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 79 points. The NASDAQ rose 398. And the S&P is up 56. World stocks mostly higher. The dollar fell. The euro was up. Oil at over $101 a barrel. Sports. The Red Sox beat the Orioles 5-3. They'll be in Toronto tonight at 7:07. Celtics down the Sixers 128-96, taking a 3-1 lead in the NBA playoffs. They can clinch it at the Garden tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Game 5. Bruins, on the other hand, lose to Buffalo 6-1, and they're now behind 3-1. Decisive Game 5 will be tomorrow night at 7:30 in Buffalo. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, sun and clouds, a high of 63. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 38. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high 60. Look for showers around on Wednesday, the high of 55, and rain heavy at times on Thursday, the high of 54. For the boater, waves about a foot, a northeast wind at 5 to 10 knots, high tide, 9 a.m. Sunrise, 5:44, sets at 7:38. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, April 27th.